SBS Radio.
Heto na naman po tayo, araw ng Linggo, samahan po ninyo kami. Heto na naman, nagbabalik sa studio, kasama natin nung nakaraang linggo si Rizel Gagawanan. Magandang umaga, Rizel.
Magandang umaga.
At kasama niya ang, hindi pa natin ito nakakasama sa ating program, kasama niya ang artist, performer at director, Jules Aculo.
Hello.
Good morning, Jules.
Good morning. Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat.
Yes, Jules is trying hard, really hard
Very
to
hard.
Speak the language, Filipino language. But she can understand a bit, yes?
Opo, opo.
Oh.
Konti lang.
Konti lang, yeah. Jules, for our listeners to get to know you better, you're Filipino for sure, yes?
Opo. Filipino as much as I know.
Yeah. But sometimes people don't believe that you're Filipino because of your eyes, maybe?
Yeah, all the time. Especially when I'm in the Philippines, every person I meet is like...
Because you're singkit. Very
yes,
singkit.
I am a bit. I think I have my grandmother to thank / blame for that. Yeah, my grandmother, we think, is from China, from Guangdong region.
But we can say and definitely say that you're Filipino because of your last name, and you can act, which is very Filipino.
Yeah, I think we're a country of performers, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we love the stage, we love the screen.
Yes, and with Rizel here, she's a proof.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Jules, take us back. When did you start with acting and really pursuing this career?
So... I am a theatre maker, so primarily I write and I produce, I direct, and I also perform in my own work. So that journey has been a weird one. It's a bit of a strange journey. I've always loved the stage. I've loved musicals ever since my sister told me what they were. My sister is awesome, and she's 17 years older than me, so she introduced me to musicals. And I've loved them forever, but I never considered it as a career until I was about 23, 24.
You did your degree then. You mentioned off air that your bachelor degrees were quite different from acting.
Totally different. I did a bachelor's in English and also in Latin. And then I did a master's in women's studies. So I did not train in theatre at all. But it wasn't until I came back from my master's degree and I did a residency with ATYP called the National Studio, where we did some writing there under the mentorship of some really fantastic Australian mentors, that I was sort of like awakened.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this? And yeah. It's kind of been a point of no return for me, and I've been pursuing theatre making, particularly writing my own story and stories related to my experience as well.
Yeah, because I know with Rizel, you love performing even when you were younger, isn't it?
Oh, I probably started baka 4 years old ako kasi makulit ako, kaya... Pina-enroll yung nanay ko sa Johnny Young Talent School para sa mga bata dyan sa Brisbane. Nagsali ako mga 1 year, 6 months. Hindi ko matandaan kasi 4 years old lang ako. Ayan, yan ang ginawa ko sa weekends para may gawin ako sa weekend. Kasi makulit akong bata. Kaya anong gagawin nanay ko? Lagi na ako sa acting school.
You have to be put in lessons. Did you also take acting lessons when you were little?
Goodness, no.
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 So it's very different.
Yeah, quite different. But I did do a lot of music. I sang quite a lot. I danced a little bit when I was little. I played piano. So my parents really supported and encouraged me to pursue other things other than academia. But no, goodness, acting, stage, daunting, terrifying, but also not something that my parents probably considered as a extracurricular activity, probably because I was so interested in so many other things.
There's still a lot to talk about you and your upcoming projects, but for the moment, ilan po munang mga paalala. Siyempre, magbabalik tayo kasama si Jules Aculo at Rizel Gagawanan. At syempre, tayo nagbabalik sa SBS Filipino. Kasama pa rin natin si Jules Aculo at Rizel Gagawanan. Jules, you said that you, for a little bit, you did some performances before, but mainly you are a writer and a director, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Writing is definitely the priority. But I do perform. It's part of my practice.
Yeah.
And I think it's like really important to know what performance is if you're going to write and make theater.
And I think you can't write if you don't know how your character will act, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it, definitely. Yeah. I think, yeah, writers who write for the stage are much more attuned to actors and what their wants and needs are than, I suppose, writers for any other kind of medium, because it's a collaborative thing. We have to always collaborate.
You did some, with your works, you wrote My Utang. Is it a Filipino thing?
It is a bit, yeah. A little bit. That was a short multimedia spoken word piece that was commissioned by a company in Coventry, UK, called Theatre Absolute. And it was an exploration of my identity as a Filipina Australian person living in the UK at the time. And it's about what we owe to each other, and what we, who do we owe our privileges to, which is why it's called Me Utang. And so I explore the debt that I, or like the feeling of gratitude, the debt of gratitude that I have.
Utang na loob. This is,
opo, yeah. Utang na loob. The gratitude that I have for my parents, but then also what we owe and the gratitude that we have to the people of the land on which we live on.
You mentioned earlier that you studied in the UK, master's in women's studies. Are you able to use that education in how you write now?
I think so, yeah, because the women's studies master's is a transformative degree. It's a degree that helps people to understand the way they walk in the world with respect to their gender. And so everyone who was on that course with me, we all went through a journey of discovering what gender means to us in our diverse and different ways and walks of life. And so, of course, that translates to how I write, because I write from experience or from the experiences of people in my community. And so, therefore, gender is always an important element.
So it's also a perspective of women, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Women, and also in my producing work, also trans, femme and non-binary people as well.
Aside from My Utang, what other theme of your play that you wrote is being incorporated?
In this upcoming play?
Yes.
Yes. I have an upcoming development for a play called 2165, and it's about a Filipinx Australian mother and their child. And the themes in that are really quite broad, but it's about close familial bonds between the mother and adult child, about spirituality, about faith, and about science and psychology. And it's also exploring matrilineal inheritances. So what is passed down between mother and daughter, and then mother and daughter and mother and daughter.
You mentioned religious, but you also mentioned science. It's quite opposite, because I know most Filipinos are very religious. But when you incorporate science with religion, how will the story go?
Oh, really, really good question. Well, I think it's about firstly looking at what potential conflicts there are between a religious way of viewing things and a scientific way of viewing things, but then also, trying to find some kinds of common ground between two different people of different experiences within the world. And I think it's those experiences that are really important more than the way of thinking. So the relationship and the experience and the oneness between people I think, is what I'm trying to explore, in spite of and also because of different ways of thinking. Yeah, I think that's kind of how what I'm trying to explore now in this early stage.
You call it 2165. Why? Yes. It's all numbers there.
It's a really horrible working title. It's probably going to change, but essentially the child is 21 years old and the mother is 65 years old. And it's sort of one of the other themes that is prevalent in the play is that generational gap. So the difference in age between the mother and the child is 44 years, which is not dissimilar to my own family, where my mother was 42 when she had me. So that generation gap is really interesting to me.
To fill in.
Yeah, exactly. And how we bridge that gap and what that gap represents.
This is under your residency, isn't it?
Yes.
With John Sutherland Performing Arts Center.
Yes.
That's Can you right. tell us about this?
The Q Theatre at the Joan Sutherland Performing Arts Centre in Penrith are a really fantastic company who support local Western Sydney artists as well as artists all across Sydney who would like to support the vibrancy of the culture over in Penrith. And they do give out development residencies every year for emerging artists, and this is under the initiative called QLab. And QLab is fantastic. Rizelle and I actually met on a QLab residency this year. Yeah, working on Jordan Shea's Kasama Kita. And so, yes, Q Theatre is fantastic. So this year they're, next year, 2019, they're supporting five new works in the early stage of development across different forms and different backgrounds and different experiences. And I'm really excited to be part of that group of people.
I think Western Sydney is very, it's a talent pool where Filipinos are freely enjoying to practice their art or craftsmanship.
Totally, yeah. I think Western Sydney institutions and organisations are fully recognising the diverse talents that are within their broad geography. While I did not grow up in Western Sydney throughout my whole life, I have been really, really astonished and really impressed and really heartwarmed by the attitudes that Western Sydney organisations have had towards their local community. The way they make art and the way they make theatre is the environment that I'd like to make theatre in.
And for companies or organisations like John Sutherland Performing Arts Centre, with the support that they give to artists from diverse background, what does it mean for artists like you?
Well, it means the world. It's hard to put into words. It means for me that I'm able to create work that is community oriented and community focused and not necessarily focused on the bottom line. Often, you know, we're worried in independent theatre about whether or not our tickets are going to sell XYZ, but for them to support a development of a work without necessarily that, without that thing of like, well, what are you going to give us in return? At the end of it, it gives us a lot of creative freedom and a lot of breathing room in order to try new things and develop things and develop new ways of working that may not be traditional as well. So that's really awesome.
And they give you the space and place to really do your arts and performances, isn't it?
Yeah, they give us, I mean, literally they give us space.
Yeah.
They give us studio space to work, and then also they give us some financial assistance, which is, peace of mind for us as artists that we are working towards something valuable.
But with 2165... You're looking for your actors?
I am.
Yes.
I am.
This is a chance for our listeners who really want to get into acting or have been putting it on the side.
Totally, yes. I am looking for people to play 21 and 65. No professional theatrical experience is required for these roles. But if you have had a hunger for it, or if you have some experience in any performance background, be that acting or public speaking or dance or music, I would love to meet you, essentially. I'd really, really love to meet you. And so, the two roles are for a 21-year-old Filipinx person, woman, non-binary, trans, femme person, or a 65 Filipina Australian person, preferably somebody who would speak Tagalog and English. That would be fantastic.
There should be, because we all speak English and
yes,
hopefully Tagalog.
Yes, I hope my generation hasn't eroded it in in previous generations.
How can they get in contact with you if they're interested with 21-65?
If you're interested, please get in touch. My production platform called The Joy Offensive, the THEJOY and then Offensive, OFFENSIVE. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. Look us up, and there are expression of interest forms that you can fill out. You can also get in contact with me via my website, julesorculo.com. That's JULESORCULO.com.
And where can they check your projects and performances?
Both of those places, at The Joy Offensive on Facebook and Twitter, but also Jules Orculo. I'm on Twitter and Instagram as well.
Mm. Rizel, maybe I can ask you for the last few words. What does it mean for Filipino like yourself helping fellow Filipinos?
It's a sense of community and I don't know, it's kababayanship. to give us a voice and make us be seen in Australia, kasi malaki tayo dito eh. Marami tayong Pilipino dito, kaya it's, you know, to build friendship and community and to make us be seen on the mainstream. So it's all about support and championship and helping each other. That's what it means to me, and building great relationships and friendships. So yeah, it means everything.
Thank you so much, Jules Orculo and Rizel Gagawanan.
Thank you. Salamat.
At syempre po, magbabalik tayo bukas. Samahan ninyo ang SBS Filipino alas 10 hanggang alas 11 ng umaga. Sa pangalan ng ating makasamahan, Ana Limbilata po nagpapaalam sa inyo at bumabati ng isang maganda at ligtas na umaga.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.